Hello and welcome to another podcast edition of the Automotive Sphere, the new voice of the automotive blogosphere, brought to you by Auto Conversion. My name is Ryan Girardi and I run Blog Pro Automotive, which is a site for auto dealers and vendors in the industry, as well as bloggers and other internet power users that are interested in keeping up with the progress of blog marketing and other Web 2.0 marketing concepts as they pertain to the auto industry. Now, this podcast is intended to be a supplement to our periodic newsletter. It's typically between 5 and 10 minutes in length. If you do not have that newsletter open right now in front of you, you should see a link just above this podcast widget that if you click will load the issue that goes along with this podcast. Alternatively, you can go to www.blogproautomotive.com/newsletter for the most recent issue. Now, the purpose of our newsletter is to provide unique information about blog marketing and this industry in a concise format that you can use, absorb in minutes and use right away. Each issue consists of a feature article, a featured podcast, a selection of blog entries by our contributors and other great blogs on the net. We've got some educational snippets about blogging in general, such as blog theory and blog fundamentals, and other great stuff that we think would be beneficial to your online experience. Now, in addition, each of our issues contains links to previous issues, as well as links to cardealerforums.com, where you can go online and discuss and explore these topics in an environment with others in the industry. So again, welcome. All right, well, we've got some new things to keep an eye out for in this issue. One of those being, I'm very excited to say, is the ask-answer section, which is coming from Dealer Refresh. Dealer Refresh is an awesome blog run by Jeff Kirshner, who's an ISM at Mercedes-Benz of Hagerstown. And Jeff has been running this blog for about 2 years now, and one of our contributors here on the Automotive Sphere. So we're highlighting the ask answer section of his site. Jeff's done an effective job really drawing the attention of and getting a lot of response from other BDC managers and ISMs out there onto his blog, talking to each other, exploring topics and issues, and getting pretty deep into areas of concern. So Ask Answer is something that he's been doing actually for a while, which has gained some recent popularity, and so we're bringing it into the into our newsletter here. Be sure to check that out. Now, CNET has a weekly car tech podcast, which gets into more about the cars themselves and the features and some industry stuff. So we'll probably mention bring in their podcast on occasion here. There's really not a lot of podcasts out there automotive related other than stuff about cars themselves. But as far as the industry goes, with products and technology and marketing and sales, there's really a limited amount of information out there. And I'd like to draw your attention to our spotlight dealer for this issue, which is Swift Automotive out in Davis, California, who, if you take a look at their site, you're probably going to think this isn't the fanciest looking site you've ever seen, but the truth is it's very well optimized, and they're running a blog, they're keeping it up to date, they're running promotions through it, and we just wanted to bring some attention to it because it kind of stuck out as a, what I'd say is, a dealer getting it done online. So now AutoBurst is really coming along. That's our open source project for a dealer blog product. And we set up a Squidoo page a couple of weeks ago, got a logo going finally. So be sure to check out that site, read about it, keep yourself up to date. There's so much going on with AutoBurst. It's actually pretty exciting. Looking for dealers that want to pilot the program with us. It's all about spending less money on pay-per-click and your online portals and putting that money into a blog / RSS marketing solution that just allows you to literally dominate organic search or search marketing in general, get precision placement in the organic listings, and build residual traffic, along with the other great benefits of blogging, such as, you know, building deeper relationships with your customers and using it as a promotional tool, and just reaching new markets that are not being tapped into right now through conventional online advertising. Now, the blog theory section this time points to grok.com. Grok.com is an awesome blog that consists of numerous just really smart, innovative, insightful bloggers on all sorts of topics, primarily on internet search, internet marketing, digital marketing, all that, all this fun stuff. So an entry was posted up there just the other day about who makes up the blogging rules. So for our blog theory, this issue, we're pointing you in that direction to check that out. I'll definitely keep an eye on grok.com. Those guys have a lot going on and a lot to say. Blog fundamental, this issue is what is a trackback, which I'll just read it to you, is a cross-referencing system between blogs. It was actually apparently invented by MovableType back in 2002. All it is when you leave a comment on someone's blog and you reference or provide a link back to another blog entry, that would create a trackback. It's basically a connection between one or multiple blogs. So some of that stuff is new, some of it is not. Now, real quick, our feature article, which is about internet search, that's the topic for the feature article. Internet search, as we point out, has really evolved from over the past couple of years. Pay-per-click has come into the equation, which has really changed things. Google obviously revolutionized things. So I'm going to just walk you through the article real quick and give you the general gist of it. Now, years ago, pre-web days, which for the record was prior to my time because I wasn't into computers really until the web came out, is what attracted me to computer technology. So pre-web days, people obtained information and stayed up to date on things through news groups and bulletin boards. Bulletin boards I don't have much exposure to. They were very popular. Probably the big computer geeks were the ones that actually got involved with those. So that's how people kept informed. And news groups were very common too. News groups are still around today. They've really been, I think, a little outdated in some ways, but more popularized by RSS feeds. When the web came out, it really revolutionized the way that people organized, stored, and retrieved content. Newsletters became very common. You'd put your email in, and then you'd start getting a newsletter every couple of days. And typically, those were not even graphical emails. They were just all, you know, a bunch of text. So the web definitely brought us out of those bulletin board days and brought us newsletters. And with that came search engine optimization. And what is known today is known as organic search. Organic search is a fascinating science. There's an art to it as well. And in the early days of the web, search engine optimization, at least of your site, pretty much consisted of setting some meta tags and keywords and descriptions in the meta tags of your website, and then registering your site with the search engines. You'd literally have to go there every couple of weeks or every month or two and re-index your site with the engine. And they started coming out with robots or spiders or bots that crawled around on the web and created their own indexes. And when Google came along, they really completely revolutionized the way that information was stored and searched for. And Google was able to index more. They started getting into relevancy of content, consistency between topics and themes. Really started to push that bubble of search engine optimization. And Google are the ones that introduced what we know today as pay-per-click. And pay-per-click is a form of search marketing where you're, if you don't know, you're buying keywords and phrases, and it creates a little ad, and we've all seen them when you perform a search, and they show up based on your budget, based on your daily and your weekly and your monthly budget, and the competition that you're going against with those keywords, and your ads appear. And it has nothing to do with organic search, and it really... definitely in this industry has, in a lot of ways, I think, distracted us from what internet searching is all about, which, again, has its roots in organic search, which comes from search engine optimization. Pay-per-click is You know, it's like a TV or a radio ad. You buy a spot, it airs, and the money spent in it doesn't really have any residual benefit. And that's where search engine, that's where organic search really comes into play today, is the residual benefit. So very different methodologies for search marketing between pay-per-click and organic search. And this article, if you read it, really the point of it is to introduce these concepts to you, because we're going to explore this in future issues and how organic search has kind of been put to the wayside and is being overlooked a little bit right now with a lot of companies, which I think has trickled down and unfortunately misled and misinforms a lot of our auto dealers today. I think there's all these bright and shiny lights about pay-per-click, and that organic residual search has really been put to the wayside, unfortunately. So that is our feature article. Outside of that, I mean, that's pretty much it. Again, we like to keep these short, so you know, let's go ahead and conclude this edition of this podcast edition of the Automotive Sphere. And I want to thank you for listening. I'd like to invite you to join us on cardealerforums.com, where you can discuss some of these topics. Obviously, you can post comments to any of the entries on our blogs, but you can also go to the forum as well, and dialogue about information there. You should see a button on the bottom right labeled "Discuss Online," which will bring you to a threaded discussion on our feature article on cardealerforums.com. And if you want to see previous issues, click that Previous Issues button. Or if you're sitting here on the podcast site right now, just scroll down. You can see the handful of issues that we have already produced on this site as well. So on behalf of our contributors, AI Dealer, Auto Genie, Dealer Refresh, and Higher Turnover, I would like to thank you for listening. Again, this is Ryan Girardi. I'm signing off, and I look forward to seeing you in the automotive blogosphere.